This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, scientists at MIT are expected to launch a revolutionary 3D printer. The technology has been around for a while, but as 3D printers have gotten more advanced, they're also getting cheaper. Marketplace's Queena Kim reports from a new retail 3D printing shop in Southern California.
Dee's Maker sits in a mini mall in Pasadena. Inside, along the walls, sit about a half a dozen 3D printers. They're small rectangular machines, and a mechanical arm moves back and forth. Diego Porqueras is the owner. Tell me what we're looking at right now.
Right here, we're printing some keychains.
The printer is working off dimensions Porqueras fed a computer that's hooked up to it. But instead of putting ink on paper, this printer uses plastic. Porqueras points to a thick thread of plastic wrapped around a spool.
The physical print itself starts at the spool.
That's a plastic?
Yeah, the plastic gets fed into the extruder.
By extruder, he means the tip of the mechanical arm, which looks like an extra fine pencil.
And there's a special motor that drives it into the hot end tip where it melts and then it extrudes it a very, very small, like 0.3 millimeter width.
Once the shape is outlined, the printer fills it in with layer upon layer of plastic. And about 10 minutes later, you get a three-dimensional plastic keychain. I lost a button. I can't find one anywhere. Could I bring it to you guys, and could you make me that button?
Yes, of course. Actually, it's pretty common to do that.
Right now, there are about a half a dozen 3D print shops like Dee's Maker around the country. They're mostly used by craftspeople making keychains and other tchotchkes. But the promise of 3D printing is much bigger.
It is a completely disruptive technology.
Ping Fu is the founder and CEO of Geomagic, a high-end 3D printing company in North Carolina. Among her achievements, Fu invented the 3D printing technology to make hearing aids, the kind that fit into the shape of your ear. She says, once upon a time, a highly skilled craftsman could make 8 such hearing aids a day.
Today, a high school dropout can print a few hundred of them at once.
Fu says in 5 years, she thinks we'll see 3D printers in department stores. If you can't find a pair of jeans, tennis shoes, or high heels that fit right, they'll be able to print one out for you. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.